Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. We've all heard health officials telling us to keep on wearing those masks and to socially distance even after we get doses of the COVID vaccine. Now we know why. Bridge, Michigan health reporter Robin Erb has just published a story with new data on infections, hospitalizations, and a few deaths among Michiganders who have received COVID vaccines. Robin, welcome back to Stateside.
It's always good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I wonder if we could talk broadly first about the surge of COVID cases in Michigan right now. Despite the fact that 1.8 million residents have been vaccinated, we still have an extremely high rate of new infections, right?
We do. It's really, really concerning.
What are health officials saying about why we're in the midst of this additional surge?
You know, we've been asking that question for the last week or so, and we're getting a variety of answers, and I think that's because there is no single answer. You know, it comes down, first of all, to the new variants that are circulating, not only in Michigan, but elsewhere. As you know, they are more transmissible than, you know, than the COVID, the coronavirus that was spreading last year. So that's one of the big reasons. We also opened up, you know, school sports. And I think, you know, and I don't know there's data on this, but just generally, I know I see people saying, hey, I've got my vaccine. It's time to meet with my friends. It's time to go to the restaurant. And, you know, I'm not criticizing anybody's judgment for wanting to do those things and do those things safely. But I think there is kind of this confidence, this undue confidence that comes with getting the vaccine. It's time to party. And that's just not the case yet.
No question. So you looked into a couple of hundred cases in which fully vaccinated Michiganders got COVID-19 after receiving both doses. What do we know about this? Were pre-existing conditions present or maybe some other health factors coming into play in these cases?
You know, we don't know that yet. Of the 246 cases that again, let me back up. These are folks who have been fully vaccinated. That means they've had either both doses of the Pfizer or the Moderna, or they've had their Johnson & Johnson one-dose vaccine. We don't know a lot about the 246 cases just yet. The state is trying to find out more about those. But what we do know is, you know, they generally were asymptomatic or only mildly sick people. Now, that said, there were 11 of those cases where folks got hospitalized with COVID even after they were vaccinated.
What do we know about the three cases that resulted in the death of people who were fully vaccinated?
Again, the state is still looking at those. We don't have details on those, quite frankly. But I want to make this point. You know, 246 may sound like a lot of people, but that is of more than 1.8 million people who have been vaccinated. Those are incredibly low, low numbers when you look at the vaccine rate. And it goes to that idea that the vaccines are incredibly effective.
We know that the COVID vaccines are not fully effective in most cases until at least 2 weeks have passed after receiving the full dosage. Do you know if these positive cases among Michiganders who had received vaccines, if they occurred during or after that two-week period?
It appears that those are after the 14 days. So, you know, keep in mind that the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines are more than 90% effective, but that still leaves a whole lot of people who aren't able to mount that defense. So even though they have been vaccinated and they're past that 14 days, some of those folks still may be vulnerable to the COVID virus.
I just want to put out there in this moment that there are definitely people who have some caution or some outright skepticism about the COVID vaccines. And they might take this to mean, well, it's just not effective, or maybe it's something that they should steer clear of. What's your take on this? And what have you heard health professionals saying about what we should understand about this?
Sure. There are no guarantees with the vaccine. That's got to be said right up front. There are no guarantees with this vaccine, but we do know they are incredibly effective. And even if you look beyond the state numbers, the local hospitals are looking at the numbers of healthcare workers they've vaccinated and how many of them have been sick. And even those are incredibly low numbers of those who have tested positive for COVID after being vaccinated. And they are just generally not very sick, even if they test positive.
Robin, with your knowledge of the clinical trials in the COVID vaccines, We were seeing numbers like, the Moderna vaccine is maybe 92% effective. For the number of people taking these vaccines right now, do these infection rates among vaccinated Michiganders, does that track with what you would expect given what we were told about the vaccine's effectiveness?
It does track. I don't think they should be a surprise at all. Again, when you were talking about 1.8 million Michiganders being vaccinated, 246 with breakthrough infection shouldn't be a surprise. The other thing to look at is when we're looking at the present surge in cases, that the hospitalizations we're looking at are younger people, the younger unvaccinated people. If you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, we were talking about a lot of older people and a lot of older people dying from COVID. And that surge is not happening at such great rates among that age group right now.
Right.
They seem
to
be much more protected than the rest of us who are not vaccinated.
Can you tell if the vaccine manufacturer had any impact on these outcomes? Was there any trend of those who received Moderna or Pfizer having a different set of numbers?
We don't know that yet. The state is looking at that. And again, some of the hospital researchers will be looking at that as well. One of the questions, there are a number of questions they're going to ask, including which vaccines did people get, what were the outcomes, what are the demographics of those folks, and even, whether or not those people may have tested positive before the vaccine and then have that lingering positive result after the vaccine. So in short, there is a lot we don't know in this data yet, but we'll keep reporting on it.
That's interesting. Robin, there was a press conference on Friday in which Governor Gretchen Whitmer said no one being treated in Michigan's hospitals for COVID were fully vaccinated. That turned out not to be true. Has Governor Whitmer's office had anything further to say about that discrepancy?
We put in a call to her office and we have not heard back.
There's a system in place called the Michigan Disease Surveillance System. I believe this is how we found out that these cases happened, right?
Right.
Can you tell us about how it works and how long it's been in use?
Sure. I can't give you an exact date, but it's been around for years. And this is the program that tracks communicable diseases within the state. So whether that is, measles or whatnot, local public health officials get those data and then they put it in the MDSS. And that's what generates all these reports every year about, the diseases that are affecting us as Michiganders.
Right. Does Governor Whitmer's office use that system?
That I don't know. I would assume she has access to it, but I'm not sure who in the office actually accesses it. Generally, it's used by public health. So if you go in and your doctor diagnoses you with a communicable disease, that gets transferred to public health, and public health is the major user of the MDSS system.
Robin, there's been so much attention on this. This is a novel virus and a novel set of vaccines. Obviously, these are questions that, as you say, are going to continue to unfold. Are there other questions that you feel are developing that are on your mind as we look at the effectiveness of the vaccines and just how their use is changing behavior in Michigan?
One of the things I'm really intrigued by is this impact of COVID on younger people. And I'm talking not only 20s and 30-something folks, but kiddos as well. And we are seeing that those hospital age numbers are coming down. And so we're curious, is that a result of the variant? Is it something else at play? But this much is certain, younger people are being affected these days.
Were you able to get any data on the spread of ages in these cases that you were reporting on for the article?
I was not, no.
It's one of those many questions that still remain to be answered. Robin Erb is a health reporter for Bridge, Michigan. Robin, thank you so much. We know that these are developing stories, and we appreciate your telling us what you can.
Thanks so much for having me.
For those doing the math at home, the percentage of fully vaccinated Michiganders who died after receiving their vaccine doses is 0.000167%. Contrast that with the latest reported death rates. On April 5th, the state recorded 23 deaths, and 26,281 hospitalizations. Overall, 17,282 people in Michigan have died from this disease. If you're wrestling with questions about the numbers or about the latest surge, you're in good company. We'd like to hear what's on your mind. We'd love it if you'd email us. The address is stateside@michiganradio.org. You can leave comments on the Michigan Radio Facebook page or tweet at us. Our handle is @StatesideRadio.